Welcome to the FPL News Channel. We're here to talk festive FPL. There are 7 game week deadlines in December, and I think it's worth factoring those into our plans for what is an extremely busy month of Fantasy Premier League. Just for comparison's sake, there are 2 in January, so 7 is pretty hectic. Looking at early December, there's a midweek round of fixtures in game week 15. Which starts on Tuesday, December the 5th. That'll be an evening deadline. So there are 4 deadlines in 16 days from game week 17, which is the period we'll look at in this video. That's Friday, December the 15th. And if you want to go one further, it's 3 game week deadlines in 10 days from game week 18, which begins on Thursday, December the 21st. So fixture scheduling means that information, particularly team news and injury info from clubs, will be at a premium in some of these game weeks. And there will be times where, in press conference terms at least, we'll be flying blind and possibly relying on other information sources or from the knowledge that we gain from the matches in the previous game week. So yeah, I think it's worth thinking about this now and factoring into your FPL plans for December, which is bound to be a pretty big month for FPL players in terms of trying to gain rank or maintain rank or, you know, get on top in mini leagues, depending on what your kind of goal is. But it's definitely a big FPL month. So we start with game week 17. The deadline is 6:30. That's Ireland UK time, or Greenwich Mean Time, whichever you prefer. Obviously, FPL is played around the world, so the deadline will differ depending on your location. But yeah, for those lucky enough to be in the GMT time zone, it's a 6:30 deadline for an 8 o'clock kickoff on the Friday. Gotta love those Friday deadlines. So there will be a full slate of press conferences for game week 17. We've got matches on the Friday, the Saturday, and the Sunday. And for anyone that is particularly into their FPL and has the time to be considering team leaks, there will not be any apart from that Friday night kickoff, which is Nottingham Forest versus Spurs. Considering the fact that Forest aren't a big team in terms of FPL selection, and I don't know if anybody knows what's really going on with their team selection anyway, because, you know, Cooper is Cooper, and there could be players here, there, and everywhere. If you've ever followed his press conferences or followed me on Twitter or Fantasy Football Scout or whoever, you'll know that, you know, a player can be apparently out for Forest the day before a match and suddenly he's in the starting lineup, all that kind of thing. And that's fine. That's the way Cooper wants to do it. So, yeah, Forest not going to be a consideration anyway, I do not think. And yeah, there's a possibility of a Spurs team leak. They don't tend to often happen anyway, so it's not something I would bank on. But as I said, we will have a press conference for all 20 teams. Each of the 20 teams will have a presser before the game week 17 deadline, which is not going to be the case, as we'll find out in the following game weeks. But yeah, 17, regular enough game week, apart from the fact that we've got that Friday night kickoff. So you're going to have your teams locked in before 6:30 GMT, and that is the 15th of December. So you're kind of on the edge of Christmas there, but I think it's worth considering this game week as much as a comparison as anything else for what's going to happen in the next couple of game weeks. So, yes, that was your FPL plans being crumpled up by the FPL Grinch, also known as Pep Guardiola. if you still use paper, that was him cutting your plans up, and he has now crumpled them and will light his festive rotational fire from your well-made plans while he thinks of taking players off after 59 minutes. Good times for Guardiola. So blank game week 18. So there's no fixture this game week for Manchester City and Brentford. That match is postponed due to the Club World Cup. At the time of recording, it has not been re-entered into the schedule. The general consensus is that it will be played in game week 20, which would turn game week 20 into a double game week. That is not confirmed. But that is the general idea. We should, if it's going to be in game week 20, we should find out relatively soon. Definitely soon enough to make plans around it. I mean, Manchester City, you're going to be picking their players anyway. Realistically, at least Haaland. Okay, people are going out Haaland, but like, it's definitely not a reason to not pick Manchester City players because they have the blank game week. And same goes for Brentford, to be honest. They have a great run from game week 14, so I wouldn't let the blank put you off. And obviously, if double game week 20 does happen, you're going to want their players for a longer stretch anyway. So yeah, I don't think the blank has a huge impact in terms of picking those particular players. It obviously does have an impact on free hits and if you've still got your wild card and all those kind of things. But in selection terms, I wouldn't let it put you off picking Man City or Brentford players that you want now. Yeah, Brentford's fixtures from 14 are great. And I think even those without Haaland are going to want them back for 16 anyway. So that's the situation with them. The deadline for this game week is Thursday, December the 21st. There is a Thursday night kickoff between Crystal Palace and Brighton, the well-known derby. So the midweek before game week 18, so in between 17 and 18, there are EFL Cup quarterfinals, and this could be important. The teams playing those are Chelsea, Everton, Fulham, Liverpool, Newcastle, and West Ham. So most of the pre-game week 18 press conferences will take place after the FPL deadline. That is because the FPL deadline is on the Thursday, and most press conferences will be on the Friday. It's very useful for us. So Palace against Brighton is the Thursday night kickoff, so we will get those pre-match press conferences. Aston Villa play Sheffield United on the Friday, which is also probably quite important. So we will also have press conferences with those games. As we stand, and you know, things change in FPL on a daily basis, but as we look at it now, those game week 18 fixtures, I would say Ollie Watkins will be the most popular captain choice. And for what it's worth, you will have Emery's press conference before that game, before the deadline. So at least it's useful from that, you know, sense. Whereas if you're picking a captain from some other games, you may not hear from the manager until after the deadline has passed. So as we mentioned, there's going to be post-deadline press conferences. For sure, Liverpool, Spurs, Arsenal, Newcastle, Man United and Chelsea, all of those managers will be speaking on the Friday that is post-deadline. So, not useful for FPL players in terms of any injuries that are actually revealed at those pressers. And then the team league situation is the same thing. There could be from Palace or Brighton. They're not teams that I have seen that happen from too often. So again, I wouldn't be like relying on that to happen. But again, if you can get online a half an hour before the deadline and check it out. The other thing to say with team leaks is you got to be careful, because people like to do fake team leaks and people like to do lots of different things. That's totally fine, but you have to be certain of where your information is coming from, and that, you know, if you're going to go with that info, you trust the source, or that it's got some history or something that you can rely on. But again, even for those teams, I wouldn't say it's totally likely that, would happen. So that is the situation. And yes, most of those press conferences for this game week are post-deadline. So on to game week 19. Deadline for this is 11 a.m. GMT, Tuesday, December 26th. This is going to be important because it's the day after Christmas Day. You know, for multiple reasons, this is going to be a deadline that people will miss. Maybe not you if you're listening to the video, but a lot of people are going to miss this deadline. So it's important to know what it is. For press conference terms, there could be some held on Christmas Eve. Wolves also play Chelsea in game week 18 on Christmas Eve, so like you can guarantee that there, you know, there will not be anything from those clubs before game week 19, those two in particular. And yeah, there might be some press conference held on Christmas Eve, but it's not a definite. So most presses will either be held immediately after club's game week 18 fixture, which is obviously a few days before they actually play in game week 19. And for these pre-match press conferences, where like the manager comes in and he talks about the game that's just happened, and then there's a separate section for the pre-match of the next game. This happens when there's games really close together. It tends not to be great for injury diagnosis and revelation and information, because one, in fairness to the managers, they might actually not know what the injury situation of, say, if a player goes down in a match and the manager comes to his press conference, like it's fairly close to full time, he might not actually know. He also might know and choose not to reveal it, which is, you know, that's their prerogative or whatever. So it's just, it's not ideal in terms of FPL, because, you know, they can preview the next match, no problem, and talk about the opponent and what they want to do and all of that kind of thing. But sometimes the injury and team news can kind of be very vague or get left to the side a little bit. When the pre-match press conference is held, you know, half an hour after the club has just played a match. So either that will happen, or we will have more post-deadline press conferences. We will definitely have some. So it's, you know, for the majority, it's one of those two things. And then there could be a scattering of them held on Christmas Eve. Perhaps it's kind of down to the club what they want to do. And surprisingly, FPL does not come into their consideration in this, which is, you know, downright inconsiderate. So as I was speaking about that, press conferences that are immediately after the club's game week 18 fixture, that section of the press conference will be embargoed. Most likely only Christmas Eve. They could have a Christmas Day embargo. It would be kind of weird, but they could do that if they wanted to. And like that's going to apply to all the matches on Tuesday, December 26th. So there's five games on that day, so that's 10 teams. So we can guarantee for 10 teams that we will hear something. Can't guarantee what it will be, and obviously lots is going to depend on what actually happens in that particular game. And, you know, maybe a player has missed the week before and has missed this game, and you might hear something about him coming back for game week 19 or whatever. Obviously club dependent and situation dependent, all that kind of thing. But yeah, at least for 10 teams, we can guarantee that you'll hear something. For the teams listed now, it's probably going to be post deadline. So that's Brentford, Wolves, Chelsea, Crystal Palace, Everton, and Man City. There's a possibility of a pre-deadline presser, but I think it's probable those will be post-deadline, most likely. In Man City's case, they're obviously not playing in Game Week 18. They have the Club World Cup, so like Pep will obviously be talking before and after the Club World Cup. Could be talking before or after one or two games, depending on how it goes, when you'd expect them to be playing twice. So yeah, that'll be something to monitor going into game week 18. But there's a good chance that the actual pre-match press conferences for Everton and Man City will be on the 26th of December, and that will, unless they're extremely early in the morning, which for Man City won't happen and is unlikely for most clubs, they will be post-deadline. And then definite post-deadline press conferences for Game Week 19 will be Brighton, Spurs, Arsenal, West Ham. So we will not hear from Zerbi, Postecoglou, Arteta or Moyes before the Game Week 19 deadline. Even if they do post-match stuff, it will be embargoed till at least the Tuesday, if not the Wednesday, or else they will hold a whole new press conference, but it will be after the deadline. And then, as I said, there are 10 teams that we will hear something from pre-deadline. Not necessarily a standalone press conference, but we'll hear something. That includes Newcastle, Liverpool, and Villa. It's all the teams that play on the 26th of December on St. Stephen's Day, Boxing Day. We will get something. And yeah, as I said, likely that most of these pre-deadline press conferences are held immediately after the Game Week 18 fixture, which comes with its own warnings. And then, yeah, in terms of team leagues for Game Week 19, it's Forest again in the early kickoff, as we've gone through that. And yeah, Newcastle, if you own Newcastle players, possibility you could get a team leak for them. They play in the early game on the 26th of December at home to Forest. So again, there's potential for team leaks. I mean, considering the fact that people are going to miss the deadline, it's unlikely that people are going to get online to be checking team leaks on the 26th of December, even for us avid FPL players. But yeah, if that's your bag, it's a possibility. So, Game Week 20. The deadline for Game Week 20 is 11 a.m. GMT on Saturday, December 30th. Again, we've got possible post-deadline press conferences for Liverpool, Newcastle, West Ham, and Brighton. Liverpool played Newcastle on New Year's Day, the 1st of January, and West Ham play Brighton on Tuesday, the 2nd of January. So yeah, it's possible that those press conferences are held after the deadline. Other than that, should be a normalish game week for team and injury news purposes. So yeah, Brighton, West Ham, we're the least likely to get information from those. They play on December the 28th, and then, as I said, January the 2nd. So that's really going to be post-match stuff. And if there is a pre-match section held, it will be embargoed till after the deadline. That embargo after the deadline also possible for Liverpool against Newcastle. And Arsenal and Spurs, because of the timings that they play in 19 to 20, are also going to be a bit iffy, but I would expect something to come out for both of those teams. They play on the Thursday, and then the deadline is the following Saturday morning, you know, a day and a half later. So it could be iffy, but I would expect some information to come out. And then in terms of team leaks for Game Week 20, Chelsea play in the early kickoff against Luton. So there could be early Chelsea team news. That's the December the 30th. And Man City play at 3 o'clock on that day, so it's worth keeping an eye pre-deadline, pre-11 a.m. GMT on that as well. It's just something to note. And we will also take a look at Game Week 21 here. So it's not quite festive FPL. It's the deadline is the 13th of January. Another 11 a.m. GMT deadline. But it's worth looking at because only 8 teams play in the weekend immediately post-deadline. So that is Chelsea, Fulham, Newcastle, Man City, Everton, Villa, and United, and Spurs. Burnley against Luton is the Monday, so that's one set of 5 fixtures. And the other 10 teams, it does say 12 teams there. That is a slight mistake. So 8 teams play on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the 13th and 14th. Burnley against Luton is the Monday. That makes 10 teams. And the other 10 teams play the following weekend. So it's not 12, it's 10, excuse me. Slight mistake there, that's okay. So, as you might have gathered, there are going to be post-deadline press conferences for this split Game Week 21, which is why we have included it here. So, those 10 teams, Arsenal, Palace, Brentford, Forest, Sheffield United, West Ham, Bournemouth, Liverpool, Brighton and Wolves play a full week after the deadline, which is, you know, a bit of a flex really from the schedulers. Again, it would not seem that FPL has come into their consideration whatsoever. I'd be actually interested in, like, you know, there's definitely a question to be asked as to whether this should be 2 separate game weeks. You know, I guess it would be 2 separate blank game weeks, but at the same time, you wouldn't really have to treat them as regular blanks because, you know, the other half your players get to play essentially from a captaincy point of view, that you could just split it. And as it so happens, again, this is from time of recording, but it looks as though the main captain choice, considering Mo Salah will be at AFCON, probably Darren Nunez away to Bournemouth on January the 21st, which is 8 days after the deadline. Happening Darwin 8 days after the deadline. What could go wrong? So yeah, it's definitely something that maybe could be considered by OFPL or whatever. You just literally make it 2 game weeks. Yeah, average scores and all that are going to be way lower with only 10 teams per game week. But you at least would be able to pick a captain in each, and they actually play on the weekend immediately following the deadline. So that is not how it's going to work this year. It's split. It's still a full game week. We've got 10 teams on one weekend / Monday and 10 teams on the following weekend. So yeah, I kind of think looking at it right now, that Nunes will be the standout captaincy. Man City travel to Newcastle. I mean, yeah. Right now, Newcastle do not look secure defensively, and if Man City were going there right now, you'd be happy captaining Haaland if you had him. But by the 13th of January, a lot will have changed, and you know, maybe the Darwin thing will turn out not to be a thing either. But as much as you look at it now, Arsenal also have Palace at home, so probably some consideration for Saka mainly. Again, that's a week after the deadline. So yeah, it'll be interesting. I think, like, definitely you're going to want to have a vice captain on a player playing in the first weekend, because at least you have a good idea of whether they're going to play or not. Whereas the following weekend is basically, like, you know, this real roulette there, not to do a Pep. Yeah, it's a full week later, anything could happen, and you're waiting on a captain to play. But that is the setup, and we will have to live with that. So it will be interesting to see how that pans out, and yeah, maybe by the time we get there, it'll be as easy as going Haaland captain, and like, this is the week following probable double game week 20, so Haaland ownership is going to be absolutely enormous. I mean, triple captainships are definitely getting played in 20. If they have two fixtures, one of them is Sheffield United at home, the other will be Brentford. So yeah, going into 21, Haaland's ownership will be absolutely enormous. Nunes will probably be well owned by then too, because with Salah gone, Son gone, both for international duty, there's going to be a lot of money flying around, and Liverpool have quite nice games as well. For game week 21, the team league situation is pretty much the same as game week 20. Chelsea playing the early kickoff. Their opponents are Fulham again. The Cottagers, not really a big fantasy consideration. There could be early Chelsea team news. Palmer is going to be riotously popular from now, to be honest. Whenever you can get him in, I think he's going to be incredibly popular. He's taking penalties. His non-penalty XG stats are pretty good. And he's currently 5.2 million. He's going to go up a lot from then. So yeah, like, definitely could be handy to know if he plays or not. But yeah, he's going to be in a lot of teams. So yeah, possible Chelsea team league. And again, Man City play. They don't play till 5:30 that day, though it is away, and when teams are travelling away, you can get some earlier news, because travelling squads get leaked and stuff like that. And yeah, it'll just be one to monitor again. The deadline is 11 a.m. GMT again, so it's the same kind of situation. So, just to finish off, the best advice if you're into your FPL is maybe leave yourself some reminders for the Christmas period, you know. So we'll say 30 minutes before the deadline. For example, the deadline for St. Stephen's Day, Boxing Day, is the 26th of December, 11 a.m. GMT. You could just leave yourself a reminder for 10 a.m, 10:30 a.m. GMT, adjust to your time zone, to sort your team out. Yeah, give yourself an hour, give yourself a 30 minutes. You know, obviously mostly just enjoy Christmas if you celebrate it, and enjoy the period anyway. And you know, probably don't want to be thinking about FPL too much, but some of us do anyway. So yeah, you can leave yourself some reminders or prompts. And also setting your team up, your base team, as soon as the official site allows, it's probably a really good idea. It's a good idea most weeks, but you know, generally there's like 6 days between game weeks and they're, you know, quote unquote normal weeks. So the likelihood is if you're anyway into your FPL, you're going to check it before the deadline. So like sometimes you might need to go and set your team up immediately on a Saturday because you know you're going to look at it the following Friday. Obviously, festive FPL, that is not the case. There are a couple of days between deadlines and Christmas Day is in between them, Christmas Eve is in between them. So yeah, I think getting in there as soon as the site reopens, setting your team up for the following game week, obviously particularly your captain, vice captain, your bench, the way you think you want it as best you know for the following game week, so that if you happen to forget, sleep in, miss a deadline around Christmas, which is totally possible, at least you will have, if you wanted to, you'll have changed your captain or you'll have changed your vice captain or you'll have changed your goalkeepers or your subs bench order or whatever you want to change a couple of days in advance, as much as time allows. And yeah, I think it's going to be particularly important to do that going into game week 19. And actually, the flip side of game week 18 starting on Thursday, you'll be able to get back into official FPL Thursday, December 21st, around 8 o'clock, or at least by 8:30. While Crystal Palace are playing Brighton, you can go in and set your team up. And if you then happen to miss the deadline, you're kind of sorted anyway. Obviously, if you've transfers and stuff to make, or if you're like me or many other people, you'll be checking it anyway a few times before the next deadline, but that's definitely a good idea to go do that straight after the deadlines when the site reopens. So if you have any questions, you can drop them below. You can find me on Twitter or X. That is at 1FPLNews. It's a change of handle, but you can see a couple of tweets there. Recommending follows for my old handle, so same account. And yeah, if you've got any questions, you can find me there. Depending on how many there are, I could make another video, or I will just reply to people otherwise. And yeah, if you could do any of that YouTube stuff, like, share, subscribe, and yeah, let me know of any improvements you'd like to see. I'm sure there are many to be made. And thank you very much for watching, and I will hopefully catch you on the next video. Thank you.